Coastone Podcast.
Coach Stone Podcast number 43. I want to thank everyone for listening to Coach Stone Podcast. I want to thank JC Hawks Radio, JC Hawks Sports Network, and BJ for letting me do the podcast. Remember, if you ever miss any of the episodes on my podcast, you can listen to them on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, Google Play under JC Hawks Radio. Also, remember to go to my website for more information about podcasts, blogs, books, football tips, and free P games. Go to www.coachstonefootball.com. Also, I recommend when you go to my website, go to the bottom of my website for promo codes of all the products that I think that would help you as a coach or a player. Some you'll hear during the commercial breaks on this podcast. Remember, if you have not seen my books, Back to the Basics Football Drill Manuals, I highly recommend them. They are on Amazon.com, hardcover, and Kindle. There are currently 15 football books out, tackle books, one flag book, one tackle bar book, a football clinic notebook, a mom's edition, junior edition, over 2,900 pages of football drills and content. Without further ado, with Coach Stone Podcast number 43, I want to introduce David Winter, lead developer and company founder of Canuck Play. Dave, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for showing interest in our game.
No, hey, listen, thank you so much. I know we probably talked a little bit before this or through emails, and, you know, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on today. And, you know, I can't wait for people to know about what we're going to be talking about, but it's video games, right? And we were just talking about how my son loves video games, and all my five kids love video games, but my son's a big football guy. So let's do this. Coach, we'll start like this. So for people that are new listening, we have a pregame where you're going to talk about yourself a little bit, your role with the company and everything. I'll have a kickoff question for you, first drive question. We'll go to halftime, come back with a kick return question, a second drive question, 2-minute words of wisdom that for you, and then after that, the game is over. Does that sound good?
Yep, that sounds great.
Perfect. Okay, so here we go. Pre-game. Coach, tell us about yourself, tell us about your company, and about just a little bit about the game that we're going to talk about today. The floor is yours.
Well, I'm David Winter, and I'm the co-founder and the lead developer of Canuck Play, and we are the developers of Maximum Football, the one of only two football simulation games on the Xbox and the PS4. We specialize in trying to allow the gamer to have a football sandbox to play in, as opposed to just being restricted to one league and one license. The goal is to allow the player to create whatever they want to create within their football universe. And we're a very, very tiny company. We're only 6 employees. There's one developer writing code, and that's me. We've got one 3D modeler, and we've got a product manager and a community manager, but we're a really, really tiny group. So we're sort of punching above our weight class when it comes to what we've been able to accomplish with a tiny little group. So pretty proud of what we've been able to accomplish in just a couple of years of working on the title, and we've got some big plans for the future, we're excited to see where this is going to go in a couple of years.
Perfect. And could you tell us like the social media, right? Because, you know, when anybody says football games, right, they're thinking the other one. We're not going to say that. We don't have to say the name. You know, I might have said it already once, and I apologize if I did, but we're not going to like worry about that, right? What I want you to do is, I know you said it was from 2017 to 2018, 2019, and then now you have 2020 game came out in September, right, I believe?
Right. Yeah.
And 2019, so everyone knows I did play the game, you know, and my son and I love it. It's, you know, we'll talk about it more, you know, and it's like you said, it's an alternative, right? So can you tell us like social media things, like the Twitter handles and things like that, if people want to start following you or like, you know, finding more information about this game? Can you shoot us off those ones?
Sure. So if you're looking for the Twitter for the game itself, it's just at Max Football Game. That's the main game account. If you just want to find out what's happening with Canuck Play and me in general, it's at Canuck GF, so Canuck Golf Sierra. We also have Max Football Game on Instagram, and we've got maxfootballgame.com for the website if you want to see screenshots and things. YouTube, we're on YouTube's Canuck Play. Those, I think, are all the major ones that you could find screenshots and videos and development blogs and everything you'd ever want to know about the game. So I have a Discord if you want to join our Discord and talk to the developers, which is myself, and talk to the other fans and the other players. It's Discord/Max Football Game, and that should get you everything you'd want to know about the game and who we are and what we're trying to do.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay, so let's do this, Dave. We're going to go to commercial break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you the kickoff question. I'm pretty excited, and we'll get more into the Canuck Company and the Doug Flutie and Maximum Football. Does that sound good?
Yep, sounds great.
Perfect. David Winter, lead developer and company founder, Canuck Play. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Coach Stone Podcast number 43. The safety of your players is more important than ever. As the game changes to protect the players, TechnoTube USA is a leading way with the original innovative product design, not only to practice safer, but promote and teach the best tackling technique. Invented in 2009 by professional rugby player and coach Glenn Remnant, TechnoTube allows the players to simulate real game situations, track and tackle a moving target, promote great body position, and improve technique and timing. Coaches in the U.S. and all over the globe are using TackleTube to promote a safer and more effective way to tackle. Unlike other bags that have a limited use, there are many ways to use a TackleTube in your practice, both in season and out of the season. Drills for every position, TackleTube never needs to leave the practice field. Check us out at TackleTubeUSA.com or on our YouTube channel and all social media. Look for TackleTube USA. Coach Stone Podcast number 43. I got David Winter on the line, lead developer and company's founder of Canuck Play. So, Coach, here we go. Kickoff question. What's it like creating Doug Flutie's Maximum Football product game? The floor is yours, Coach.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, it's been kind of a labor of love for a long time. I actually came up with the concept of a football sandbox back in 2005. There was a Maximum Football in 2005 and 2007. It was a PC game. The tools and technologies and the development programs to allow a small developer to get onto consoles didn't exist back in 2005. Commercial game engines like Unreal and Unity did not exist at the time. So it was really building everything from scratch. I had to build the graphics engine and then build the football game on top of that and then build in the franchise modes and things like that on top of everything else. I went away out of doing that for a few years while I worked at other game studios. Back in 2015, I decided to look at what I could do to sort of resurrect the franchise and see what was now possible to do with modern game engines like Unity and with the indie development programs at Microsoft and Sony to allow smaller studios to publish on consoles. I then spent about 2 years or so building a very, very basic simulation football game for the Xbox that was released in 2017. 2018 added some additional features, also expanded onto the PS4. 2019, I brought on a business partner to sort of help grow the business and grow the game and expand our audience. Brought on Doug Flutie for 2019. We had a really, really great year. We exceeded expectations when it came to sales by a big margin. We exceeded expectations, and that's allowed us to hire some staff and move into more permanent offices and grow the title and start working more closely with developers like Unity. They came in last year to help us, help me improve the general performance of the title, make some graphical improvements, that sort of thing. Hire some additional artists to start working on improving things as we get under the PS5 and the Series X. So it's been kind of just growing from here's a concept of what I want to try to bring to the market, something that is different than what's already out there, and grow it organically and see see what we can try and do.
And what I like about your thing too is like you admit like earlier, like it's not going to be the greatest thing right now, but it's growing. And it's like a child growing up from like from being born to like walking and running around, right? Because like, for example, I bought the 2019 game and I bought it for my son when we saw it at GameStop, and he was just looking for a different type of football game. You know, and I think you said it earlier about having an alternate football game. It's always good to have something else to play. You know, if you're always playing one thing, then you're pigeon-toed and you're painted in the corner and you don't know what's better or what's not. So, and then this version, the 2020 copy that you have out now, correct? This is a digital copy only, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we're digital digital download through the Xbox or the PS4 store. You just can you can purchase it directly off the console. You don't even need to leave your couch. So perfect. That's it's really easy to get to. Just Maxim Football 2020, it pops right up. So
yeah, and here's the other thing too. It's no matter what people say, like, you know, people be like, oh, it's not this game or it's not this game. Your price point, too, is not expensive, right? I believe it's only $29.99. Am I correct by saying that?
Yeah, that's correct. We're about, well, depending on where you buy it, we're less than half the cost of other football titles. And
yeah.
And we're, you know, it's not, we're not trying to be that, that, you know, that big AAA company. We're just not there yet. So the idea is that we're going to just continue to lay the foundation and grow. And yeah, there's lots of people out there that are saying, well, it doesn't look like this other title. Well, we've got one developer versus 100. So no, it's not. It's just not. So yeah, the idea is to just lay the foundation, get the basic concepts of the game there and build from that and grow the team and we'll get to what people are looking for shortly because these things take time. We've seen other groups in the past try to come onto the scene and claim they're going to be, you know, building a football game with everything everybody ever wanted. And then nothing
correct.
Ever comes of it. Like it just sort of vanishes into the ether and they disappear. And so I took the approach of, well, start with something simple. It's not going to please everybody, but it's going to get us started and then build on that. And then that attracts more people and then build on that. And then that attracts more people and just grow it organically and not worry too much about what the game doesn't have, but focus more on what it does.
Correct. Okay. That's awesome. Hey, that's perfect. Let's stop right there. We'll go to commercial break. We'll come right back, and we'll talk about the first drive question. Does that sound good, Dave?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Coach Stone Podcast number 43, David Winter, lead developer and company founder of Canuck Play. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you preach about ball security? Is getting better each day something you strive to do? Do you want to work to eliminate fumbles? The high and tight teaching football is a revolutionary design football that encompasses virtually every method known to eliminate fumbling, thus maximizing your opportunity to be victorious. The high and tight teaching and training football is state-of-the-art patented football that gives athletes and those around instant audible feedback when you are holding the football correctly, high and tight, thus closing the gap between the wrist and the body and the elbow and the body. Whether you're a player, utilize the wing tee carrying with two hands over the ball, or a pro style against their body, High and Tight provides an audible alert when proper hold is executed correctly. Start to create habits that win games with teaching your players how to carry the ball high and tight. Order yours today at highandtight.com. Use promo code Coach Stone to save.
Coach Stone podcast number 43, David Winter, lead developer and company founder of Canuck Play. Okay, Coach, here we go. First drive question, the one that everyone wants to know because we already got the price, right? What does Doug Flutie's Maximum Football offer in terms of features? But here's what I got to do first, and I apologize for putting you on the spot. Because I have the 2019 game right now, and my son's probably playing it upstairs right now, tell me what features he has. So if I go back up there, I'd be like, hey, son, do we know we had this, this, this? So the floor is yours. Go.
Well, big feature with 2019 is that we were the first football game in probably a decade or more to have a college dynasty mode in game. So the idea is, unlike other games where you're managing a pro franchise, Maximum Football, you have control of a college team. So you are trying to recruit high school, the best high school players to come to your school, and you are competing against 129 other teams to move up and down the national rankings so that you can recruit better players. The higher you are up in the national rankings, the better players are going to be more interested in coming to your school. You have a 50-season dynasty mode, so you can work through 50 seasons. You've also got 5 dynasty slots to work with, so you can have 5 dynasties on the go at the time. And you've also got the ability to play either a U.S. college format or a Canadian college format with 27 teams. So for 2019, that was the big addition to 2019.
So, question, Dave. Could, like, yep. Say that I'm here now. 129 teams, right? I'm just, like, taking some notes because I apologize. 50 seasons. This is old school now, right? We're like, this is like, you're making me think I'm back in college right now, right? 50 seasons. We can, like, spend, like, our whole life doing this, right? And then you have 5 different dynasty seasons inside that, right, that you can save up to. Do U.S. or college, whatever form, I mean, Canadian format, whatever you want. Could my son be like, hey, like right now, if he goes upstairs and all these kids buy the 2019 version right now, let's just talk to that first, right? If he goes upstairs and goes, okay, guys, go buy this game, how many players can they all play together, or how would that work? Do you got to play with just a computer, or how does that work?
Yeah, everything is offline. Our Maximum Football is completely offline experience, so we don't have any online connectivity, file sharing, or head-to-head play or anything like that. We've tried to make an experience for gamers to just have themselves and play against the machine. That's our goal with 2019 was to bring a college dynasty mode into the console gaming space for, I think it was 10 or 12 years since the last one existed. And then for 2020, we took the college dynasty mode and we allowed you to take those teams that you had access to in dynasty, and now you can have access to them in just play now. So if you want to play your team just outside of dynasty and not worry about rankings or results or anything like that, you can just play it in the play now mode. We added seasonal awards, so the best players in the dynasty for that season, they get on an awards board. We have transfers, so if you've got a player on your team that's really highly ranked but you're not playing him very much, he's probably going to bail on you and go back and try to join another team. So you have to be careful about losing players from your team that get disgruntled. Those were the two big things that we added to Dynasty Mode for 2020. Most of the work for 2020 was the on-field performance, improving the general frame rate for the game, making it run at 60 frames a second, adding pass reception animations, working on the tackle physics, so that's cleaner and smoother, and you see some more interesting tackles. We occasionally see the helicopter hit when the player tries to dive forward and get hits from the side and spins around and stuff. So a lot of the on-field general performance was a big focus for 2020. The other big feature we added was a play designer. So if you want to create plays for offense and defense with various coverage types or pass rush types, you can do that on offense. You've got of course the full receiver tree where you can assign receiver routes, handoffs, that sort of thing. So you can create a wide variety of plays.
You create plays to some extent. So we cannot tell my son about this podcast. I just want you to know, because I'm looking at the list from 2019 to 2020. It sounds like I'm going to be downloading a game tonight. So keep going, but let's be very quiet about this.
So 2020 launched in September, the end of September, and around the second week of September, I compiled a list of all the features and things that that I did from 19 to 20, and I posted up on Twitter. I think there was 23 items on the list. So 23 big features that were added from 19 to 20. And some of them are, you know, one sentence is actually, you know, a huge difference. But the bullet point list where there were 23 major items added to the game from 19 to 20. So, like I said before, we're not a big team. We're not quite at the AAA level when it comes to visuals, but I think we offer a pretty significant alternative when it comes to the feature sets and focusing on actual football as opposed to, you know, some gimmicks here and there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. And here's the thing too, like if you guys haven't got the game yet, I would definitely highly recommend. If you're looking for something different, you know, and you're missing that college football back in the day, 2019 is pretty good, where the price point is cheap. It's not, they're not trying to sell you like, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge and things like that, but it's a different type of thing. And then having 50 seasons, like I didn't even know this, because I know my son was going to start it tonight, because he's been playing with like, I don't know, you might know this, David, but I don't. Like he plays with one team that's really good on Play Now. And all he does is he throws it at number 11 receiver, and he's like, Dad, play me. And I played them one time, and, you know, I'm playing a cover three, you know, because the playbook's pretty big, too, you know, so everyone knows. And you have the right trigger. It's different types of play. It's like a different type of play calling with the Xbox version than the other football game. And, you know, he's got this one play where he's in shotgun. He does something, and then he just, like if I'm not playing zone and I'm playing man, this receiver must be like a AKA, like, you know, Hall of Fame receiver. I'm not going to say a name because I don't want to get in trouble or you in trouble, right? But it's like, wait a second, what's going on here? You know what I mean? So, and now you have 2020. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I should also mention is you did mention that the buttons and controls are different from other games that have been out in the
Correct.
Past. For 2020, I added a button mapping system. So when you go into the customized screens, you can actually set up your button mapping to be whatever you want.
Okay, good. Because I was juking.
If you have a preference for what your right stick does, and you've become used to something in older games or other games that have been around before, you can now go into the customized screens and change that right stick to do whatever it is that you want it to do. So you're no longer just working with the default buttons that we've set up that makes sense, I think, for the game. But if you want to change it, you can just go in and change it.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because, you know, I used to be a gamer. I'll admit, I used to be a gamer. I used to play it all the time. You know, I probably majored in college when I was playing football in college. And the funny thing is, like, I did it today before we left outside because it's so nice out here today. And I'm not lying to you. I threw it to number 11 like he told me to. He's like, Dad, run this play. So you set it up, and then the AI will probably play mad on you because you did this. And then I threw it over the top, and my number 11 is running down the field, right? And then I hit the right trigger because I'm thinking it's going to be a speed burst, right? And then all of a sudden he jukes right. And I'm like, son, what just happened? He's like, oh, Dad, that's juke right, juke left. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good idea. Like, you know, juke instead of, like, doing it this way. And then, but that's awesome that the features for 2020, that you could do different things. And having a digital copy is great to have because, you know, a lot of the new systems now, they're not using disk anymore. So that's a great opportunity for that.
Some versions of the Xbox Series X and the PS5, some editions don't even have optical drives in them anymore. So, it'll be the digital versions are for some systems are the only option you've got. So we certainly something we offer.
And now here's a question for you. I mean, you tell me if you don't, or you guys are, or maybe it's going to be 2021. So my wife and I, we're going to surprise the kids with a family gift, right? And we got them the new Xbox, so they can all play it, right? Even though only four can play, and we have five kids. Will if they decide they all want to play this game, will 2020 be available on the new system for digital, or will it be 2021?
The 2020 edition will work.
Yeah.
Is forward compatible to the new systems.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's all I need to know. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's do that. We got to go into halftime because we might have to play while we're at halftime. So, but please take it easy on me because you designed the game. Okay. So we'll do this. Coach Stone podcast number 43. David Winter, lead developer and company founder of Connect Play. We'll be right back after halftime. What legacy will you leave as a coach? The three-dimensional coaching framework empowers coaches at every level to fulfill their transformational purpose by helping them become fundamentally sound, skilled at coaching the mind, and focused on developing the heart. Are you needing to take courses to meet professional development or recertification requirements? If so, check out the different online 3D coaching course offerings at 3dinstitute.com. You can even take the 3D coaching course for 3 graduate credits. Make sure you use the coupon UNITEALL to save 10% on your entire cart. That's UNITEALL, no spaces, all one word, at 3dinstitute.com.
The Big Four, a physical education book written by Coach Anthony Stone, can be purchased through the following locations: Amazon, iTunes, BarnesandNoble.com, and Kobo.
Go Army Edge Football is a free game-changing app that allows coaches to draw their plays with X's and O's like on a whiteboard and then get the mental reps from the first person's perspective of any position on the field with real-time 3D graphics or virtual reality. Go Army Edge Football comes preloaded with many example plays and drills for concepts such as formation recognition and RPO reads. Any coach in any system can benefit from demonstrating in Go Army Edge Football. And every player can become a better football player with extra reps in the app. Go visit them on their Twitter or Facebook, insert at Go Army Edge.
Brunch, $30.
Hey, that's okay, Wendy. That was a good carry. You're still the man. You're the man.
Latte, $4.
Ooh, shake it off, Johnny. Rub some dirt on it.
New piano,
$3,000. All right, guys, they're not saying boo. They're saying movers.
Supporting your team. Priceless.
All right, Bobby, you still got the best arm in the neighborhood.
There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
This is VCAP, right?
In business for 30 years, Collegiate Sports Data is the most reliable source of high school football prospect information. We are a free service for high schools and athletes. Our focus is getting the right players in front of the right colleges. www.collegiatesportsdata.com.
Coach Stone podcast number 43, David Winter, lead developer and company founder of Connect Play. Okay, David, we are not ever going to talk about what the final score was at halftime. I do not want my son or anybody that's listening to this podcast to know how much you beat me by. But okay, so here we go. Because I'm going to tell you right now, everyone, he's one of his dynasty teams, and I think they were playing for 50 years because everybody was like 8 stars, not even 5 stars. So here we go. I need to know this trick. So when I relive in my college days, when we were playing those old college football games, tell me about Doug Flutie's maximum football with the whole dynasty, terms of features, recruiting. Tell me everything. Like, say, like, just give me an example. Like, we take a team here, and then, like each week, what do we do? And then, like, are we recruiting during the week? You know, tell me everything. Like, put me through a full season. Like, how does it all begin? The floor is yours for 2020.
Well, for 2020, basically, when you go into dynasty mode for the very first time, you have five. You can create up to five dynasties. And
okay.
So if this is the first time that you're going to, if you've been into dynasty mode for the very first time, you just say, I'm going to create a dynasty. And you're presented with a few different options for what your dynasty is going to be. Which format do you want? Do you want a U.S. college format or do you want a Canadian college format? When you flip between the two, your rule sets will change. When you've set that up, what format you want, you get to pick what team you want. Teams are ranked based on when we create the dynasty. The rankings are fictional because this is a fictional universe, but you can see all the teams, and you can sort them by national ranking. You can sort them alphabetically, however you want. So if you've got a team that you're interested in, you can pick that team. Lots of players, they start with really low-ranked teams just because for them the challenge is building the team up. Other players like to just start with the number one ranked team because they want to be number one right off the bat, but of course that's entirely up to you. So when you pick your team, you're immediately taken to the Dynasty Hub where you have the options to see your roster, see your depth chart. You can manage depth charts. You can move players up and down. You can assign red shirt status players onto the red shirt list, that sort of thing. You can go to a prospects board and see the top 100 or top 1,000 prospects. And flag those prospects for the players that you'd be interested in recruiting. Because when you start a dynasty for the first time, you're in a portion of the season that doesn't allow you to call those players, but you can add them to your recruiting board. When you're all set and you think you're ready to move on, you press the advance button, and it will take you into the regular season. And at that point, you've got a schedule of games that you can play or simulate. There's 780 games in the season or 760 games in the season. I don't think you're going to play them all, so you can actually simulate some of the ones that you just want to get through real quickly, and the computer will just play itself really quickly in the background and spit out some stats and some scores. During the same period of time, you can go to your recruiting board and start calling your prospects. And if there's players you really want to focus on, you've got a certain amount of time that you're allowed to spend on the phone with per week. So you have to manage the amount of time you spend on the phone with each prospect, and you are unlocking pitches. So every player has a collection of areas of interest, and by speaking to them on the phone, you can find out what things they're interested in, what things they're not interested in. When you find out what things they're interested in, you can start selling your school on that. If you hard sell them and you sort of make the player angry, they'll hang up on you.
talk to the person. You pick like a choice of three things, or do you type them
into
them? How does that work?
No, you get a choice of options, and you pick from that list of options. And if you pick the wrong thing or you pick the right thing too many times, they'll just get frustrated and hang up on you, and then you've kind of lost that time. And
the other thing is, if you are a bottom feeder school, and you have put all, you know, five-star prospects on your recruiting board, most of these players are not even going to pick up the phone.
So let's say this, like, say if I call, like, David Winter, right? We're just going to use your name, is that okay? Because I don't want to say my name and then think I'd hang up on them. I'm just joking. So I call you. I'm at, like, let's say a school in in Tennessee. Like, right, I pick a college in Tennessee, right? There's probably a college in Tennessee. I pick a college in Tennessee of the 126 teams, or what was it you said? How many teams?
There are 130. Well, there's 130. Yeah.
130 teams, okay. So I pick one in Tennessee, right? And I'm a two-star athlete. And I go to call, because I think you said there's a weekly thing you do, right? And I go to call David Winter's five-star quarterback, let's say, right? Lefty. Will it say lefty or righty on that too, or how does that work?
You can look at the player bio, and you'll see very, depending on what position he is, you'll be able to see different things about him on the player bio.
Got it.
Even weird things like what his hobbies are.
Oh, nice. Okay, so maybe like Fortnite, right? I don't know if you can use Fortnite, and you know Fortnite, you can't get mad at me because my son plays it all the time. So it says like hobbies, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. And I go to call you. And you hang up on me, or you don't answer. Does that count towards my stuff during the week?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, geez, Louise. So you have to strategize what you're doing.
Yeah, you have to be careful about, you know, who you put on your recruiting board. You can remove people and add people to your recruiting board all you want. I mean, there's no penalties for that. But if you are ranked 130 in your format, you're really low ranked and you're focusing solely on the five-star players, almost none of them will even, you're not going to get them. Most won't even answer the phone.
I have a question. So let's say I pick the team in Tennessee or whatever state, Idaho or whatever, right? I pick them. The first question is, let's say I pick that college. Can I pick my own schedule or do I have a conference I play in? How does that work?
It uses a system that's very similar to the real world. So you're not picking, when you pick a school, you're going to be put into that school's conference. And you're going to have that school's schedule. We don't have the ability to have you create schedules and things like that. We have a collection of predefined schedules that every season it just grabs from a template and uses that schedule.
No, that's fine. I was wondering.
But the idea is that it mirrors the real world as closely as we could, so people are familiar with it. So if you are going to pick a school on, say, the West Coast, you're going to be in a conference that's similar to the real world West Coast conference.
Correct. Okay, perfect. And then, so let's say this. I know, tell me if I've went too far. Just say, Coach, let's back up a little. So we start the season. You have a calendar pretty much like what you do. Each day you can do recruiting, correct?
Yes, you can recruit up until that week's time for recruitment calls is spent. Every week you get 10 hours to spend on the phone.
10 hours for the whole week, okay.
And every time you call a recruit, that takes time off your clock. Every time you try to unlock a pitch, that takes time off your clock. Every time you try to hard sell or soft sell that pitch that you've unlocked, that takes time off your clock. If a recruit gets frustrated and hangs up, that's going to take time off your clock. So you have to be very careful about how you use that 10 hours of time, because you can have 35 recruits on your prospect board, on your recruiting board. So if you spend your entire 10 hours a week on the top four or five recruits, the others on your recruiting board are never going to get called and they're never going to sign with your school. So you have to be you have to strategize how you're spending your time, your weekly time with your recruiting board.
And if you don't do that, you're not going to have any recruits. Okay, so I have a question too. Okay, let's say we've played a couple games, right? How many game schedule is it?
It's a 13-week schedule. It's with 130 teams, it's something like 765 games. But it's a 13-week schedule for your team.
And then is there anything like at the end, like a playoff or anything like that?
Yeah, so you get there's a playoff structure. There's conference championships. There's bowl games.
Sweet. And then let me ask you this question, Kate. So season ends, right? And let's say I take that team in Tennessee or Idaho, right? Can I have more? And when I do a dynasty, I can only have one team per – I can only have one team per each one of those five slots, right? Okay. So let's say I have the team in Idaho, right? Now I'm going to play that conference over there. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't get ranked until, like, maybe my fourth year, right? And then, like you said, you got to wait because you can't get a David Winter yet, right? Because I'm only, like, a two-star or whatever. Yep. But if I keep winning, I'll eventually get you. Plus, will players leave early? Like, will a sophomore or a junior leave early?
Yeah. So we do have we call it a GoPro early. At the end of a season, a percentage of players in the league will declare themselves eligible for the pro draft, which takes them out of the dynasty universe. They're no longer available. So you can lose players through transfers, players declaring themselves early for the draft. Injuries, like some player may tear up his knee to the point where he can't play anymore. There's suspensions for academic suspensions. So if a player's not keeping up their grades, he could be become ineligible to play. We also have disciplinary suspensions. So if the player gets into some trouble off the field, he may become ineligible to play, so you could lose players that way.
Now, is there a way to save any of those players? I know we don't want to talk about how to, like, you know, hey, you partied, but we're going to let you play. Or if they're failing, can they do an extra assignment? Can you
Once they fail, they fail. Once they're gone.
Oh, jeez Louise. Will you get, like, a notice they're failing, or will it be, like, a red flag when you're...
Well, no. For a disciplinary suspension, you know, they're just gone. You get a notice on the news. You find out about it through the news. so
kind of like real world right there, David.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the real world. You find out if you've still got that guy via the news. And academic, it shows up on your ticker. So you
and
find
this
out.
Is all in 2020, correct? I just want to make sure everyone knows this, so they're not all buying 2019 right now. You want to go out and get the Doug Flutie's Maximum Football 2020 digital copy. Make sure you pick that up if you haven't yet, because right now I'm already sold. The only thing I don't like, and I'm going to tell you to put a bug in it, whenever I start playing Dynasty, my guys can't fail or get in trouble. So if you can put that in there when I buy the game, I'll call you, so you can put that in there just for my Dynasty team. No one else does.
Right.
I'm just kidding. I don't think you can. Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's do this. We got to go to commercial break because now I got to go and probably seriously go buy one for my son, even though it's for me. I don't know if my wife will believe that, but let's go to commercial break, and then I got the next question for you, the second drive question. Okay. Coach Stone podcast number 43, David Winter, lead developer and company founder of Canuck Play. We'll be right back with this commercial break.
Watch game film, the simple and affordable way to watch, exchange, and manage game film. Watch Game Film has been around for 10 years and works with all sports and all levels of play. Subscriptions start at $100 per team and include unlimited film. www.watchgamefilm.com.
Coach Stone podcast number 43, David Winter, lead developer and company's founder, Canuck Play. Coach, here we go. Second drive question, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. Earlier you talked to me about Unity, right? And so this is a technical question about the performance and the framework difference from the one my son has upstairs where he's probably playing right now, and then the digital download copy of 2020. Can you talk to me a little about that? Like, sell me on going to buy the digital copy right now, even though I have 2019. Okay, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
The simple answer there is that the frame rate, the speed at which the game processed movement for 2019 was 30 frames a second, and the gaming audience will know what that means. We're running the game at 30 frames a second. For 2020, we worked with the Unity game engine developers, the actual people that created the Unity game engine, and we were able to improve the frame rate from 30 frames a second. We doubled it to 60. So now we're running at 60 frames a second, which means that all of the player physics is smoother. The physics systems work better at the higher frame rates. We don't have, the game doesn't have canned tackle animations. You don't see the same tackle animation over and over again. Everything that we do for Maximum Football is physics-based. So players collide and they roll and they tumble a little bit more organically than you'll see in some other games because everything we do is physics. You get different results for every tackle, and that whole system works a lot better at higher frame rates. So with Unity's help, we were able to push that up to 60 frames a second. They also spent some time working on the receiver animation system so that receivers do a better job catching the ball in stride. With 2019, you saw that to some degree, but players would often stop to catch the ball and then keep running. Whereas with 2020, the players they're much better at catching the ball in stride, putting their hands up and catching the ball while it's actually in the air, as opposed to it hitting them in the chest. So in terms of the animation and the physics and things like that, the bump from 30 to 60 frames really shows that off much better. I think the game just runs a lot smoother, even on the same hardware. So I think when the PS5 and the Series X are out later in the year, able to see the game running on that, they'll really notice the difference in performance. But you do get 60 frames now on even a basic PS4.
Got it. That's awesome. And then the company Unity, what games do they make? Do they make certain games or
no? They are the game engine. They make the game engine. Yeah. So they make the game engine that other studios use to make games.
Okay.
There's something around. Well, if you look at their marketing and promotion, Unity is saying that their game engine has been used to make 3 billion apps.
Wow.
Via games or phone apps or that sort of thing. So they are a world leader when it comes to game creation tools. And for 2020, I was able to work directly with them. In fact, I had some of their engineers come into the studio and sit down beside me, and we were able to go through my code, and they were very helpful in finding ways to make the 2019 version work much better going into 2020 so that we could do these things with improved physics and the catch animations and that sort of thing. So, yeah, the Unity is the tool that I use to actually make the game.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Okay, let's go over. Let's do this. Let's go to commercial break. Come right back, and it's 2 minute words of wisdom. Does that sound like a plan?
Sure.
Perfect. Coach Stone podcast number 43. David Winter, lead developer and company's founder, Canuck Play. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Safe contact, sound fundamentals. Tackle-bar football is a safer approach that preserves the tradition and fundamentals of the football game. What is tackle-bar football? Tackle-bar football is a safer approach to the game that preserves the tradition and spirit of the sport. Players wear traditional football equipment plus a tackle-bar harness that holds 2 foam bars across the lower back. The defender must attract and engage with a proper form tackling technique while wrapping the ball carrier and ripping a bar from the harness. With this approach, players stay on their feet rather than taking the ball carrier to the ground. Tackle-bar.
Coach Stone podcast number 43, back with David Winter, lead developer and company founder of Canuck Play. Coach, here we go. 2 minute words of wisdom. The floor is yours. Go for it.
Well, I'm not sure I have too many words of wisdom other than I would just say that my only bit of words of wisdom is don't don't let people tell you you can't do things. When I started this project, sort of its second life in 2015, and word got out that I was going to be at this, you know, one dude in his basement was going to be making a football game for the Xbox. There was a lot of people telling me that it was just never going to get released and it was never going to see the light of day and don't bother getting involved with it and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden there was a football game in 2017 that was released. And then they said, well, it's going to be a 1-year wonder and don't get involved. This is never going to go anywhere. And then 2018 came along and it was on the Xbox and the PS4. And then Doug Flutie got involved, and it's just growing and growing and growing and growing. And so all the naysayers that were around at the very beginning telling me that this was never going to happen have all gone away. So,
I'm sorry, David, I'm sorry. I love your quote. Don't tell people. Yeah, I love it. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
So my only bit of advice is when somebody says, you know, this is never going to happen, don't bother, you know, this is – don't let people tell you what you can and cannot do, because sometimes you'll surprise even yourself.
That's awesome. David, do me a favor. Before I say game over and everything, please tell me all the social media. Like, so if people aren't following you, right, you guys are like, I want to say you're at like 29, almost 30,000 followers on Twitter and things like that. Before we go, tell me, like, tell all the social media things again.
Right. So the Max Football Game Twitter has 29,000 followers, and it's just at Max Football Game. The Canuck Play Twitter does not have 29,000 followers. I think we're just over 4,000. So we're a little bit less. Yeah, the Canuck Twitter is a little bit less. And it's Canuck GS Gulf Sierra. And everything that you'd want to know about sort of the development side of things of the game, content updates, what's coming, little quirky tweets about what's going on the development side. That's that. The game marketing Twitter is Max Football Game. Max Football Game is the website, maxfootballgame.com. That's our Instagram. It's our Discord. So as long as you know Max Football Game, you can pretty much find all the social media links just from that. So that should let you find out everything you'd want to know about the game.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I've already been following the Doug Flutie Maximum Football. I'm telling you right now, I just started following Canuck Play, Canuck GS. So right now we're going to try to raise those followings for you. I'm just telling you that right now. So if you are out there listening to this, looking for an alternative game than the other football game, there's only one other football game out, I believe, besides Mutant League Football, right, for video, for Xbox right now, because I'm an Xbox guy or a PS4 guy,
yep,
or PS5, or whatever number they're on.
Yep.
So make sure you go follow them on any social media platform. And you're on Facebook too, correct? You said that too? I'm sorry. I know you said that. But
Facebook is Max Football Game. It's also Instagram. The same one for Instagram, yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. David, thank you so much for coming on Coach Stone Podcast. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I am never playing you in the game again, though, because I think you put a bug in it. Because when we played it at halftime, you were just scoring at will. So I just want
to
know.
Well, so there's a line of code that says, if David Winter, win equals true. So, yeah.
Awesome. So I just want everyone to know, please don't play him because it's not worth it, okay? So I'm just kidding, David. Hey, thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on our podcast. But I'm going to wrap it up right now. Coach Stone Podcast number 43, David Winter, lead developer, company founder of Canuck Play. I want to thank everyone for listening to the Coach Stone Podcast again. I want to thank JC Hawks Radio, JC Hawks Sport Network, BJ, for coming on. If you ever miss an episode of any of the podcasts, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, and Google Play. Look under JC Hawks Radio. Also, remember to go to the website for more information about my podcast, blogs, books, football tips, and free PE games. Go to CoachStoneFootball.com. Also, I recommend when you go to my website, go to the bottom of my website for promo codes of all products that I think that would help you as a coach or a player, some you'll hear during the commercial break on this podcast. Remember, if you have not seen any of my books, Back to the Basics Football Drill Manuals. I highly recommend them. They are on Amazon.com, hardcover and Kindle version. There are currently 15 books out. They range from Tackle to Flag to Tackle Bar, Football Clinic Notebook, Mom Edition, and Junior Editions. Over 2,900 pages of football drills and content. Again, David, thank you so much. I'm never playing you again. I just want you to know. But thank you for coming to Coach Stone Podcast.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me on, and it's always fun to talk about the game.
Perfect. I'll leave everyone with this. Always remember instilling confidence by laying a foundation. Thank you, and have a great day. Coach Stone Podcast number 43.
Coach Stone Podcast. I can't see.